We have to deal with the motion to table. The motion to table has been on because of the second.
Okay, so we can table this in the next meeting for our listening audience.
You can all agree. If you have to table, I'm taking the vote to table.
Okay.
You have to take that vote to table.
Taking the vote to table.
Yes.
Did you do it for a private hearing or more members of the board? I'm glad to hear that.
Point of order.
It's not to me.
Excuse me, if you say
I object.
Point of order?
Yeah, having people outside is a voluntary on the board.
I said I'm not going to take the audience. The audience wishes to talk to the representatives, they can do so, and they can bring that up in the meeting in order. That's what I just said. Okay, I'm not listening to outside people. I'm trying to honor this circle that we have. Ariane, you pass your finger up, please.
I come from a community where we call it civilized, but shit, this room is way more civilized than some of our ancestors.
What's good for everyone? Saturday, I'm calendar here. Well, we're already on Wednesday and Friday, so we're going to a weekend on Saturday. So March 12th is the second week of Saturday. In March, anyone object to March
12th?
Without objection, March 12th will be our meeting. Thank you, please. Does someone want to extend our time so we get our full 15 minutes to the public? So move to second. Second. Any objections to adding 15 minutes so we can fulfill our public comment commitment? Without objection, we continue. I'm going to have 15 minutes, and we'll have 30 seconds to pop just like last time for the public. First hand I see is Reza.
I don't know how many of you are listening to James Patrick's this program. Interviewing a lawyer.
Okay, brief pause. Let's make it a minute so we can give you guys enough time to talk.
Thousands of names have been collected by so-called Homeland Security, which, you know, we don't know when they go to the airport, my name is there or not. This is the so-called under the democratic system of U.S. Secrecy, secrecy, secrecy. And we are doing that exactly like here. 15 people have been rejected by five people that, you know, three of them are staff. It's conflict of interest. We don't get town hall meeting. Eva Georgia, Armando Budini were elected, you know, and the town hall meeting. What kind of system you are going to offer to this KTSK community radio?
Thank you very much. Chairman Clark was next.
What you all just did when you tabled this is you just gave the ED the power to proceed to hire. You just abrogated your responsibility at
Arizona.
And I also want to clarify something. The last GM search, in executive session, the LSB voted to give the ED the pool and proceed. There was a specific vote to enable that. But I want you all to be very clear, and I think that Summer was totally clear on this, that we have always gone to the LSB, not the Goal 19, but that's a good precedent. But it is the LSB's responsibility to give direction to the ED, not to simply turn it over for however large the committee is to make a decision and simply turn it over. And that is what you have just done. And so you have violated our trust in you to safeguard a process.
Yes, I'm not. Thank you very much.
In addition to that, I would like to say that the search committee should necessarily involve a large commitment, a large group of listeners, not only board members.
Thank you. The next hand that I saw was Brenda Lavia.
Given the kind of programming trends that we've seen in the last couple of years in Pacifica, not just on SDSK, given the fact that most of the people in this hiring committee have been blessing, in fact, helping this bleaching of the programmers, bleaching of the programming, this more white supremacist oriented programming, cutting community programming, people of color being sent to the bush to the state, like we are over there, nobody is listening. Given that kind of trend, having the very same people blessing that programming trend to have them choose the next finalist candidate. Is it fair to ask that the 15 that they excluded were not for the trend that they favored? Is it fair to ask that the four they selected as finalists are the same, that with the blue can lead the perpetuation of this type of white supremacist programming? I think so. I would like to ask the same question to the hiring committee. Although I suspect the answer would be on the affirmative, that they would have the balls and the guts to admit it.
Thank you. The manager of the Eva Georgia before Sean, I was involved to elect her and Armando. When the great talent got the majority in last election, you know what he did?
She did. We have a group of the search committee, but part of it public and the staff and visitors, KPFK members. I mean board members. All together they elect this Sean. And they have their own commitment. But when they got majority, you know what she did? Say, so, okay, this committee is not, doesn't have no credibility. They push him out. Push them out and they got a new election, the point Jim is trying to make. Why you discredit the new member, they don't have a no their idea to this selection. At least should be few people from the public appointed by you guys.
Oh, that's our time. Thank you very much.
And then
I thought I've gone with the time limit. Doug, you were the next hand I saw it up.
I'm hiring then you all act like Carol and Pat. It's very tough to get Carol as an out of the cat and so they don't all run at the same time. We've elected hired three GMs on board. Two of those were completely public processes. I was on those hearings. Lila Garrett used half an hour of our fine time yesterday to pitch Progressive Democrats, the her party members. I've been on and off four different nonprofit boards. I have two Schmidt right now, but I've had male candidates. We are really pushing our educational franchise to have Lila Garrett pushing the her Democratic Party members to show up tomorrow very specifically to vote for candidates on her party. That's 1.5 hour of prime time on our radio station pushing political candidates. We are really pushing our nonprofit staff.
The next person to speak was Ruben.
Well, I'm really ashamed of what you saw. I think it's a wrong decision that you guys made. But I want to tell you one thing. The problems are not going to go away. Everybody's going to be here. It is better that we get some work together. Because what you did, you know, is a wrong decision. Because there should be a clear and transparent process. We, the people, we are, you know, just a volunteer program that we have a community. You want to listen more community to our radio. Because you have a new demographic situation that you are responding to. So, I criticize strongly that, you know, we're going to be here. And we're going to be listening, and we're going to be working in order to say KPFK is a community station, it's not a public station. But I understand that.
This is Reese with the next hand I saw up.
Yes. I'm upset today by all of this, because people who so cavalierly second guess the hard work of the committee that's gone on for a year. I know that myself and my daughter and my grandson sacrificed thousands of dollars of our money and hundreds of hours of our time. And my daughter has been diligent in every respect to pursue the highest standards. And I see that throughout this is great deal of confusion about what hiring is about, what running a business is about, and what confidence is about. And one of the reasons the network is in so much trouble is because confidence is in short supply. Integrity and honesty are also in short supply. There has been skullduggery, there has been thievery, there has been double billing, there have been so many illegal and corrupt things that have gone on in so many parts of this network. And my daughter and the other honorable people in these committees have struggled uphill against the stream to weed out the incompetent and to weed out the offenders of integrity to ensure that the business of the state can be run as a business.
Thank you very much.
It's not meant to be
that. That's our time.
It isn't meant to be
that. That's our time.
It's
thank you. You got it. My apologies, Dealey. I think you were next.
I just want to say that I'm afraid we are entering 2011 from what we have seen in this house today. The loss of mistrust and corruptiveness that we have always witnessed in the life of Pacifica and KPFK. It is not going to do us any good. In that question, I want to ask you this. Is there any other search committee that is currently working? Or what office? It would be good for us to know on the committee. Is there any other search committee that is currently in the search committee?
Just briefly answer that one sentence. The program director of search committee will be functioning.
Can we ask how time has gone? The office is in the established?
Yeah, when we can bring it up to the next meeting and try to add it to our new business.
But I know a little depending on you. Every morning tonight.
Thank you. That's our time. The next person to speak, there's a young lady with a watch cap to the left of you with a hand up first. Yes, you had to get up quite a while.
So, again, my name is Leslie Yellows. I'm an officer of the Brown Riders Liberation Party. Even as a young listener, like, I still, even having not been on the LSDI, I still feel that, like, to discredit people against the so-called legitimacy of the committee just because of the things that happened before in the process of the GM selection, beforehand, just to use that as a way to say, hey, we need secrecy. I think that time happens to what KCF stands for. Yeah. Some things for the people, there has to be immense transparency, and in this case, there has been none. So I applaud the decision to rebuild the 19A, but that wasn't enough. There's going to be a motion to redirect all the activity that has taken place, not to discredit or disvalue any hard work that anyone has done, but at the same time, think about all your listeners. You're going to lose your listenership if this even gets into the main media. Oh, KPFA doesn't know how to handle your stuff. You know, they're inside fighting over little things like this. This needs to be out.
And that's our time. Thank you very much. Leslie Radford's behind you now. We'll get to you next. I'm just trying to keep it in exact order.
Hi. Good to see you all again.
Well,
hi. Three quick things that I think need to be said. First of all, if there's some concern about a leak that happened several years ago, the member who sent the email to all staff that created that leak is no longer with that body. So you don't need to worry about that. That email eventually ended up on indie media and a lot of other places. That person is no longer there. And the executive session about October has already been discussed. My understanding of that meeting was that I requested this summer after the executive director whether the LSD could see the names of the candidates and if she would report back.
Yes.
I did not hear the executive director's response to that. I never received an email that she had inquired. And frankly, I never found out what the status of that was. And thirdly, I'd like to suggest to all of you that if you want good relations with the management staff of the station, that the manager should come in with the approval and the kindness
right.
of the entire body.
Right.
And if you provide that, you are not going to be able to
tell the
manager.
Thank you. My name is Bob Sutley. I've been an activist in 20 for long time. Many of you have been alive here and been very disgusted with what's going on politically now. But although I'm retired from practicing law, and I'm moving on Social Security because when you represent poor people, you don't always get to be rich. But I have, many of you have seen me there helping in the middle of the night during fundraisers, but that's the two times it comes, especially since corn plus don't, you know, run after 10 o'clock at night. But what I want to say is I am disturbed, particularly by the change of attitude toward how the community participates in KPFA in all ways. And it just happens to mirror exactly what's happening in the country as a whole. But hopefully, KPFA has usually been there to at least start looking for solutions on how we work with community. And as a contributor, let me give you one piece of advice.
Just to be very
quick,
ma'am, I'm sorry.
No, just one minute. Very quickly. As a member of a board of directors of a nonprofit, you can be personally responsible when you give up
Yeah, I have two or three points to make. I served during my 6 years in the LLC on all the search committees. And some facts, before we get to the argument, fact number one, we've had the full range of process. Everything from the executive director directly appointing a manager, period, at one level, to a public meeting in which the finalists came in person to talk to the public. That's the full panel, that's the full range. We have had this happen. So to say that there's only one process of the bylaws isn't true. That's point one, that's a fact. Point two, the question is whether or not when this committee was chartered, so to speak, was there a proviso in the minutes, in the motion, that they should report back or not before they submit their name? I don't know the answer to that.
No.
I was at that meeting, I don't remember that. So that can be decided factually. Point three, no matter what that was, that doesn't mean it can't be later changed or challenged. Point four. Again, we need to work together on this. First, let's get the facts clear. Then, when we find disagreements, we'll have to find ways to work that out.
Thank you,
but if we don't get the facts first, we're going to argue pointlessly.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 5:10, which is our most recent extension. If the LSB would like to move for an additional extension.
I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And
I just have a procedural emergency to honor the vote that we did for the 19th. We have to execute that action that we had for the 19 names to be disclosed. The executive committee, so I'm just going to propose a motion to have
that was
a
motion amendment.
Yeah, the motion passed, right?
Not a motion. Folks, before we adjourn, Steve Goldsmith has offered us his services and the services of Paladin Ken Cloak. He's published several books on boards, mediators, the top name around the world doing this stuff, to come and have a dialogue where our board can meet and open a dialogue and deal with all the stuff in that holding area that we had this morning during a training orientation. Ken is available one day in the next 60 days, would be January 30th, I believe, on a Sunday, or February 24th, February 26th. My recommendation to the board is that we have a...
Quiet, please!
Ken, everybody, please. Okay. My recommendation to the board, while you're doing this, is that we have this dialogue meeting for a day, an actual six-hour meeting just for this dialogue, and have this world-class fellow teach us and work on this dialogue.
Plan information.
Plan information.
Please. And be it because the in-person meeting is February 25th, all meeting members from the club will still be absent on the 26th.
January
30th is.
So January 30th, Fred Plunder.
World class was fine. We need a lot of things. I'd like to understand. I'd like to see a person's resume. I'd like to see
a person's resume.
For your information, Fred, and everybody, go to Ken Cloak online. He's written a book, many books. He's president of an organization called Media Industry on Borders, and you will be very
Fred, let me clarify whether it's Ken on that day or not. This opportunity for dialogue will help quell a lot of these issues, and that's what I propose that we do, is we have a meeting about that, whether it's Ken or Steve or another person. Don't we need to sign that right now?
With all respect, we have an official adjourned. The honor of the chair may
be Senator Kim, Rodrigo, everybody that came.
January 30th.
We have a second. A motion to meet on January 30th for 6 hours and a second. Vote in the affirmative for this dialogue meeting. I've been trying to explain you're halfway out the door. And I've asked them to come back.
A lot of time.
Have an appearance.
First of all, I don't know what the hell this is. In 6 hours for something I don't know.
united around the mission, we're united around specific objectives, and new problem solving around our different structures, getting very specific, coming from the general down to the specific to reach as much unity as we can, and identify our differences and try to move from superficial differences to core differences and core differences. And,
sorry, you
and I think one of the things I would add,
why please with respect to the speaker,
one of the things I think we should add is to invite two or three key management people to be there as well, and to take part in the whole process all the way through, because one of the things that was up on the board was when are we going to dialogue with the management, and I think that, you know, I think that they should be involved, whether there will be a further more formal management, you know, certainly when the new general manager comes on, there'll be a need for another process, but that's generally the idea, and we will try to clarify this and define it for you further.
I can't speak for management as someone to be.
Please, through the chair, and I will reiterate. I'll take the question just half a second. I will reiterate. What we're offering is a dialogue session roughly the same time we scheduled for this month. This will be our second month together. This is where we build a foundation, open relationships, and we can dig into issues like GMSC. This is a chance to get all that up and hash it out for a few hours with a guy that's essentially a moderator who will help us move forward. I highly, highly recommend that January 30th we have this. John, you have one question?
Just a comment. I think we'd be better advised to meet with Costello and have the board get its act together with regard to our processes before we bring in management, because with management there's issues about control of the station. And so I really think we should have the LSP only get trained together and bring in, and by aligning our goals with strategically, we can solve the factual problem and become aligned, and then I think we're better able to deal with management.
I agree.
First, briefly.
Thank you. Just briefly, I will volunteer my fellow LSP members if we have executive session that day. I will bring the final four. I have no problem with presenting that to the board.
Thank you.
And 19 people got to vote about their Darlene Geyer's there. I'm just saying, if nothing's been forward to the executive director, I would happily present on those four.
Thank you. Very
I think it's a different management of the radio station. I think it's a good thing, because there are a lot of issues going on at the radio station, especially with the staff and volunteers, you know, so we have to discuss that with the
problem. So I'm happy to help on that as a parallel process, and then we can kind of bring them together.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we can have four hours of white washing and spend the day. I'm not going to come back and give up. What we discussed is not going to be about management. Management is not invited to this. Do you understand that? It's going to be us.
That's the problem.
Motion and a second that we hold a board training January 30th with Steve and Ken Close, similar to what we did today. It's just the board. This is our chance to deal with all the stuff. I think we need to call into the vote. If you want to do this, raise your hand now. Raise it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I think the motion passes January
30th.
And if anyone objects, I'll call for objections. Raise your hand. One objection. Thank you, Ken. Motion passes.
I'm going to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.